It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Ask any Uber or Waymo human autonomous car safety driver, and they'll tell you the most stressful job on the road is staying alert while not driving an autonomous car. Straight ahead, a look at the safety drivers who have the critical job of backing up the computers of autonomous cars. The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger joins us with more, but first, these tech headlines. Facebook revealed it logs the phone call and messaging histories of some Android smartphone users. The call and text logging happen when people using smartphones running the Android operating system sync their phone contacts with Messenger or Facebook Lite. This is according to a company post online. News of the logging comes as Facebook is already dealing with fallout from a separate revelation that an outside data firm, Cambridge Analytica, improperly obtained and used data about tens of millions of its members. Facebook, however, called it an opt-in feature that helps users, quote, find and stay connected with the people you care about, end quote. Speaking of, the Journal writes how Facebook and Google are now confronting antagonism from big advertisers. The latest controversies prompted a handful of small advertisers, including wireless speaker company Sonos and auto parts chain Pep Boys, to temporarily suspend spending. Many advertisers say they want to ensure that the data they upload to Facebook on their customers are protected. WSJ.com has more about the latest uproar over voter profile data following the company demands for more transparency from tech giants. And the Journal says Spotify's numbers show growth and maybe a path to profits. Spotify has reported net losses every year since it started in 2008, but the company says its growth-oriented strategy will make the business more valuable in the long run. The Swedish company is set to make its debut next Tuesday on the New York Stock Exchange, an unusual direct listing that Wall Street is closely watching. Coming up, why the most stressful job on the road is a safety driver for autonomous car testing. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
Test operators for companies like Uber and Alphabet's Google are trained to take control and swerve or hit the brake when their robot cars act erratically or encounter something unexpected. It's the critical job of backing up computers, and according to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger, a stressful one at that. Joining us with a closer look at what goes on behind the wheel of autonomous car testing is Greg Bensinger in San Francisco. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
So you reported on an element of self-driving car tests we don't hear as much about, the human element, the actual safety test drivers. So in your typical autonomous vehicle test, there are generally one or two safety drivers in the car, correct? What's been the general protocol?
Well, it depends on the company, but you'll often see one for sure and two, one in the driver's seat and one in the front passenger seat. The front driver, their job is to monitor the road, keep their hands sort of loosely on the wheel, their right foot at the ready to hit the brake if they need to, and be vigilant over the course of a 6 to 8 hour shift. And the person to their right in the front passenger seat, they're generally charged with looking on a laptop or some other device and making sure the computer is doing what it's supposed to. They log incidents if the car suddenly brakes or accelerates for a strange reason or won't pull out of a space or anything unusual, any of those kind of activities, their job is to log it. That's often what you'll see. But as we've seen in the Uber case, there is just one driver in the front driver's seat.
So as far as the incident in Tempe goes, what else do we know about the safety driver's action during the time of the incident and how it may or may not have played a role in the accident?
Tempe police released a video that showed this driver in the sort of seconds leading up to the accident. And it appears the driver was looking down at something in his lap and did not have his hands at the wheel like you're supposed to do, like they're trained to do. So there's a real question of whether this person was not living up to their training. Now, ultimately, the computer is supposed to be the one that takes the action and the driver is there as a failsafe. But in this case, the computer appears not to have done what it was supposed to, which is either slow down ahead of hitting this pedestrian or swerve or take some sort of action. When that didn't work, the failsafe didn't work because this driver appears, again, in the video to not have been monitoring the road like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Which brings up, you know, the whole human aspect. And monitoring automation, it sounds basic in practice, but you write about how the constant vigilance isn't exactly easy.
Yeah, it can be tedious. You can imagine, you know, I had one driver tell me a mission would be go out and map this entire San Francisco neighborhood. That means driving up and down each street, every alleyway, every cul-de-sac, do it over the course of a whole shift in both directions. And the car is just driving up 47th Avenue, down 46th Avenue, up 45th Avenue, and then it reverses the whole thing. And you can imagine that's tedious and boring.
Right.
And ultimately, one of the big problems they run into is that most of the time the computers work pretty well. And it's easy to get complacent. It's easy to stop paying attention because you know it's going to do okay. You know it's not going to do something unexpected. And you can imagine that when you get used to that, it'd be easy to look down at your phone or just sort of space out. And that may be what happened in this unfortunate accident in Tempe.
So now that there is so much attention and questions about safety in light of the Uber incident, how are companies like Uber and Waymo and the like expected to readdress safety? Is there talk that the Tempe incident maybe proves that there should be more than one test driver, or could training be improved? Is protocol due for a tune-up now?
Well, Uber so far has stood behind its practices. They have sort of halted all their testing in Tempe and three other North American cities while this investigation is underway. And meanwhile, Waymo is sticking up for their own technology. The head of the Waymo unit at Alphabet over the weekend said at a conference that he was confident the Waymo technology would not have done what the Uber car did. So sort of firing a shot over the bow at Uber. We'll have to see how this pans out. There is incentive there's just a lot of money at stake. And so Uber isn't going to sort of back away lightly. You know, in the meantime, they're just saying we got to wait till the results of this come out. It could take a few weeks.
We will end it on that note. Greg Bensinger, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For the latest on the Uber story, you can follow Greg Bensinger's coverage at WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.